I'm going to show you how to add custom menu items to the Link client. Your custom menu starts a web application or it starts an executable. I'll show you how to start an executable with a custom menu item. There's another video that shows you how to start a web application. First of all, I'm talking about the 32-bit Link client 2013 or later, and the version number must be larger than the number you see here. So check your version number. This feature also works in Link 2010, but the registry settings are a little different, so see your Link 2010 docs. And if you're dealing with a 64-bit system, in either 2013 or 2010, that also requires a different registry address. So again, see the docs on MSDN. Create a registry entry, and the registry entry must include at least the name and path. You may wonder about the GUID. The video that covers menu items for web apps shows you how to get the GUID. You can see here my menu item is called OpenNotepad. I'd like you to now look at the path value and tell me what this custom menu item will do. It's a secret. To be revealed later in the video. After you make or change the registry entry, restart the Link client. Now I'm signed back in, and I'll show you where the menus for the first two values appear in the UI. Each of these values matches with a different location for the menu item in the Link client UI. Now these first two are defaults, and you kind of get them for free. First, for the main window right-click value, right-click a contact card. For the conversation window actions value, open a conversation window and click the ellipsis at the bottom right of the window. Each of these values adds the custom menu you created in the registry entry at a different place in the Link client UI. The first two values add custom menus to the conversation window and to the contact cards. Then there's also a third value that you can add with a little extra work in Registry Editor. Once you add the third value, the two default values are switched off. If you want to keep either or both of the two defaults, add those values to a semicolon delimited list in Extensible Menu. After adding the Extensible Menu entry, I have to restart Link. Now I'll use the Main Window Actions value. The menu item for this value appears on the Tools menu.